The band leader, who became best known as Bob Hope's musical right-hand man, died Thursday at the age of 88. Les Brown kept Americans dancing for almost 70 years as he took his swing band everywhere from New York to Hollywood to Vietnam. Brown formed his orchestra in 1938. Thanks to the quick wit of a radio announcer, the orchestra was dubbed Les Brown and His Band of Renown, and the name stuck. Their first hit, Joltin' Joe DiMaggio, captured the fancy of a country crazy about the Yankee player's 56-game hitting streak.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
From coast to coast, that's all you'll hear of Joe, the one-man show. He's glorified the horse-hide sphere, Joltin' Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
Baseball's Hall of Fame, he got there blow by blow. Our kids will tell their kids his name, Joltin' Joe DiMaggio.
We dream of Joey with the light from back. Joe, Joe DiMaggio,
we want you on our side.
In 1940, Les Brown hired a 17-year-old blonde named Doris Day. Together, they recorded Sentimental Journey, the biggest hit of 1945.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories.
2 years later, Les Brown joined Bob Hope's weekly radio show. Both survived the transition to television and went on to entertain thousands of U.S. troops overseas. Les Brown died of lung cancer Thursday at his home in Los Angeles. He was 88.